Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Outlier Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon, and I hope everyone had a great Easter weekend if you celebrate. I pre-recorded an interview on Friday, Good Friday, with Mike the Situation Sorrentino from MTV's The Jersey Shore. And The Jersey Shore ran for 6 seasons, starting in 2009, and there are still specials being made today in 2024 with the cast members, with their families. And I think that's pretty rare. I mean, there used to be a lot going on with the real world, with Big Brother, but we haven't seen a reality show stick around for this long in quite some time. But oh my gosh, this show, if you watched it, you will know what I'm talking about. It was such a hot mess express, but also it was that train wreck that you just couldn't look away from. But I'm going to say it's been pretty cool to see a lot of them grow up, the cast members, get married, have actual responsibilities and children. And while I think the show did amazing things for some of these people, like Mike, for example, I think it was incredibly exploitive. And this is my opinion. I mean, the amount of drugs and alcohol and partying that these kids, these cast members had access to was just shameful. I mean, it was like they fed them with alcohol and drugs and whatnot just so they could get a good show. And hey, I guess it worked. But there are some great catchphrases in that show. If you remember, the guys would be going out and they'd say, "Cabs here." I remember loving that. And then, of course, we have GTL, Gym Tan Laundry. But let's get to Mike Sorrentino, The Situation. I mean, this guy is fascinating. He has 3 kids at this point, 3 kids under 3. He is sober. And at one point, he was the 2nd highest paid reality star, right behind Kim Kardashian. I mean, it's pretty insane that he was on Dancing with the Stars. He did a celebrity episode of Big Brother, and now he's written a book. I mean, he's been the spokesperson for a few brands. And look, he was pretty open. He publicly acknowledged in 2012 that he had been struggling with an addiction to Oxy, and he went to rehab, and he's been sober since 2015, which is pretty incredible because he came out and said, you know, it wasn't just Oxy. Obviously, it was booze. It was cocaine. It was weed. I mean, he didn't really have any type of limitations. So, and by the way, you can read all about this in his memoir, which is called Reality Check, Making the Best of the Situation, How I Overcame Addiction, Loss, and Prison. So yes, he also went to prison. In September of 2014, he was charged with tax fraud for not paying taxes on $8.9 million. And he did not just go to prison for 30 days. days. He went to prison for about 9 months. So I do ask him about this, and I feel like he was a little dodgy with the question. I think he really wanted to stay positive, and I guess I don't blame him for that. I always want to poke a little bit and go deep because I feel like he's talked about it, you know, in the press, and it's not exactly a secret. So I just think he was here to promote the show that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But again, I was a little disappointed because, you know, I love to hear those good prison stories, but I guess I'll just have to read his book. So he is promoting his new show that he's the host of, and he's a good host, by the way. He actually has a really great presence and he's very well spoken, and I was overall impressed. But this show is called Statute of Limitations. So it rolled out actually on February 1st of 2024. And you can find it on Roku and Tubi. But basically, the quote from the actual show and how they describe it is, "When the statute of limitations has passed, real-life wannabe kingpins and Robin Hoods who dodge the law freely discuss the stories behind the nonviolent crimes they committed with no blurred faces or changed voices." And so I was like, wow, I can't believe they actually got these people to go on camera and admit all this stupid crap they have done. But again, they're nonviolent criminals. So that's one thing, but it's entertaining. And Mike seems to really like the show and actually be pretty attached to it. So that was nice. So overall, I really did enjoy interviewing him. I just wish he would have gotten a little more in depth with me, if you will. But look, phone interviews can be hard, so I totally get it. But I think that you're really going to enjoy him because he's a trip. He's a character. And I hope I get to interview him at some point in the future because I do want to dive into some of the things that have happened in his past, like prison. And he had this whole thing with trying to trademark GTL, Jim Tan Laundry. And I believe MTV had done that. And then he had some kind of trademark issue with Abercrombie and Fitch as well. So these are things I want to talk to him about. I want to learn more about these legal issues. But okay, we will get to that at some point, I hope. But for now, I'm going to play my interview with Mike the Situation Sorrentino, speaking about his new show, Statute of Limitations. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. It's very nice to meet you. I'm Lauren.
Oh, very nice to meet you. I know a Lauren. My wife's name is Lauren.
No, I know a lot about you, Mike. And I was just saying that I think you're a fascinating person. You've been through a lot and you've accomplished a lot.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm not a quitter. I didn't give up. You know, I've lived that crazy rock star life. But the goal at the end of the day always was, family, kids, and to continue to be successful. And here we are today, you know, turned 15 minutes of fame into 15 years. I have a beautiful family. I'm going on 9 years of sobriety, and now we have this amazing book and this new TV show, Statute of Limitations. And I'm very, very happy to be promoting today.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. I believe you have essentially a newborn.
Yes. Yes. She's Luna Lucia is about 3 weeks old right now. So
we got
a situation family of five over here. We got 3 under 3. It's definitely a wild situation. There's babies running everywhere.
I know. I mean, it's so funny to look back to 2009 and look at you now. You're such a doting father and family man. And like you said, you've been sober for quite some time. I want to get into that, but Statue of Limitations on Tubi, on Roku, this show, I mean, it blows my mind because people were willing to speak about these crimes they committed.
No, I'm like, yeah, I'd be afraid that somebody's going to knock on my door, which they have before, you know, so I'm like, oh, yeah. God.
I mean, you make a really fabulous host. I'll say that much. Just tell me about your experience in working on this show and hearing these insane stories.
I was very excited to get the opportunity. You know, I've been in TV for 15 years and everyone knows me from Jersey Shore. I've done Dancing with the Stars. I've done shows for WE TV. I was very excited to show a different side of the situation, show some range. And it was this new, cool, true crime series, new twist. You know, it was real crimes, real people. They weren't blurring the faces. And which I was shocked. They were like, you know, statute of limitations has expired, and now they're telling their story.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I was a fan right from the beginning. And I'm like, I want to, as I was hosting the show, I'm sure you'll see when you watch it, I'm excited to even talk about these stories because it's like a new twist. And people are so passionate about the true crime like series and fandom that I was happy to dive into it and be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was interesting. There's somebody that, I mean, and like some of these crimes, right? It's like if they get popped for one of these crimes, you know, whatever. I think one of them was like a woman threw a party at somebody else's mansion or something like that. And it's like, okay, that's not, you know, you're not going to jail for life for that, right? So it's not too serious.
Yeah, certain ones are more, heavier than others, but they're still very light.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's entertaining to watch, but also informative, almost like educational purposes to watch, not to get scammed or finessed yourself. I mean, there was one woman that was changing her voice from like a Southern accent, and they'll give her more money. And maybe she went to a English accent and she was more proper. So it's like, oh my God, like I'm going to watch this so I don't get scammed.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And with everything with AI, oh my gosh, it scares the crap out of me. I was so big on posting my kids online for a minute. And I know, you know, you're a public figure and it kind of comes with it, but somebody showed me something with like posting your kids and it just takes one photo.
God.
And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. My wife says it all the time. She's like, you know, we can't post this type of picture and that type of picture and this. And yeah, we're going through it too because we're new parents. I have a baby that's two, another baby that's one, and a 2 week old. So yeah. And it does go with being a public figure and being in reality TV that we kind of are transparent with our lives, but it's definitely, there are risks associated with it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, you know, like I said, you've been through a lot. I mean, I think you were like the second highest paying reality TV star next to Kim Kardashian, which is incredible. But you've also done a stint in prison. And look, you didn't do 30 days in prison. I believe you did 9 months. And that is a long time when you are used to living a luxurious life. I mean, do you look back on that? And do you just, I mean, how does that make you feel? I can't even imagine.
I mean, my life has been quite a movie, you know, and hence why I just released my book and it's doing amazing. I know that when I was going through the process of writing my book, it was a lot. It took me a couple of years to do it. And, you know, it's definitely quite a life story. And I'm like, oh my God, this is my legacy. But I'm 40 years old. I'm a young dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I people are asking me when I'm going to write my next book because I'm, you know, young still. But yeah, I've had quite the life story. I've lived 100 lives. At one particular point, I was reckless and careless and lived life like reality TV's biggest villain. And now I've totally have done that. I guess it's a 180, is it? I think it's a 180.
Yeah.
To now being a dad and a husband and 9 years sober and being an author and now being a host of a show and continuing to be on the top of reality TV year after year. It's an amazing story.
Yeah. So I guess I'll have to read your book to hear about that. I can sense your closeness with the cast of The Jersey Shore. I think it's amazing that, you know, after all this time, you guys are still doing specials and everything. Who are the people that you keep in touch with the most?
All of those guys, they're friends that have, it's almost like coworkers that have become friends and now have become family. We've worked together for 15 years. Yeah. We have a group chat literally that we speak, every day about everything. We share contacts, in the business. We support each other on social media. Obviously we also film for Jersey Shore Family Vacation, usually about two seasons a year for MTV. That show, which is always number one reality show on a Thursday night, sometimes number one on cable overall. So we have a good position with cable right now. Yeah. I'm very grateful to be a part of it. I mean, it's very unheard of for a show to last 15 years and to become a household name and to have millions of followers on every platform. So we really turned something into, I think it's, Nothing into something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
you did. And I mean, now, you know, your lifestyle is much different. Have you watched old episodes? Just curious.
I mean, listen, the old episodes are streamed. Sometimes I see it on Hulu. Sometimes I see it on Netflix. I mean, I get the reports from whoever has it from the royalties I receive. but I was a totally different person. But again, I was a young man, you know. And if you're not changing, I think in evolving, you're going the other way, you know. So for me, my new drug of choice is growth, and I continue to improve on a daily basis. I compare myself to no one but who I was the day before. And at that particular point, no one can be your competition.
I love that. And what do you do now to unwind? I mean, you've got three little kids under three and you work very hard. What's your outlet?
Oh my God. It's like a happy little, it's like a happy little circus over here. But, my outlet is probably, I still love to, go to the gym. I love self-care. Again, I just released my books and now I'm an author. Now that that accomplishment has been behind me, now we're setting our sights on book tours. I'm also setting my sights on maybe getting an amazing shape. Now, I'm still in great shape now, but almost like situation shape for this year. We would like to make this book into a movie and or documentary. So we have a lot of things going on. 2024 is going to be a big year for me and my family.
That's great. I mean, that does not sound relaxing, Mike. I'm going to be honest with you, but it sounds exciting.
But you know what? No, only because I've always had this obsessive personality. And when I was younger, the behaviors were not very positive. Nowadays, they're positive. So for me to relax, you know what? On a Sunday is cheat day. And we'll get to something more relaxed. Sundays is cheat day. I go to the Italian market. I let my wife rest sometimes if we're not cooking some sauce and meatballs. And we pretty much just eat our best life throughout the day. So that's,
That
family time is also relaxing for me. Yeah.
Yes. You get that garlic bread going too. That sounds amazing. So Mike, tell us where everybody
can get everything on the menu.
Yeah, right. You have to, especially you, being Italian. So where can people watch the situation on Statute of Limitations?
Yes, Statute of Limitations, this brand new true crime series, is on Tubi. It is on Roku devices. It's on YouTube and FilmRise apps. And it is brand spanking new, guys. You're going to love it. I'm changing my name to the investigation. I'm so happy to be a part of this new true crime series.
Yes, I love it. Well, Mike, thank you so much. I'm super happy for you. I think you're incredibly fascinating, your story and just how much you've overcome.
No, thank you so much. You know, it's definitely truly a fascinating story. I even think myself, but thank you so much. You have a great weekend and a great Friday and happy Easter.
Thank you so much. Happy Easter to you as well.
That was Mike, the Situation Sorrentino. I'm going to point something out, and I don't know if anyone else caught this, and I haven't had a chance to completely dive into this yet, but I did ask him about if he had watched any episodes of Jersey Shore. And I think that that question, what I really wanted out of him was to be like, yeah, I've watched it. And oh my gosh, it's cringy. And I'm, you know, I've come so far since watching that, because, you know, I'm thinking about this and the way that Mike and Pauly D and Vinny, the way they all treated girls. And now he has daughters. I wanted to get a little more out of him with that. And his answer was something about the residuals that he gets. And I'm scratching my head and I'm like, wait a minute, there was just this whole SAG strike about actors not getting paid on streaming residuals. There was a whole thing about this and everybody was out of work for a long time. So there could quite possibly be completely separate rules and laws for reality stars. I'm just not sure of them yet, but you understand where I'm coming from. So I'll look into that. I will provide an update on my findings for the next episode. I'm also planning to do a quote unquote Diddy dive at some point this week. I was away last week for spring break, so it was driving me crazy that I couldn't completely comb through all the court documents, comb through, get it? That was totally an accident, Sean Combs. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll just go hide in a corner. And then if you enjoyed the preview of the Corruption podcast, that podcast comes out every Wednesday. So I have a great guest for this Wednesday. I won't tell you who it is. You have to listen and check it out. Thank you so much for listening to The Outlier. If you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen. Until next time. My husband recently asked me for something that could help him sleep and also relax that wasn't THC or a heavy dose of NyQuil. So I gave him Next Evo CBD. They are perfect to take after a long day and a perfect transition from relaxation into sleep. They're all natural, but also really potent. And my husband just asked me to order him another jar. So head to the link in the episode notes to check these out and use my special discounts for free shipping and other bundles. Next Evo CBD, totally life-changing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.